Podbot.ai. Speedrunning in video games has increased enormously in recent years as more and more people consider the craft a legitimate form of competitive fun. The Breath of the Wild speedrunning community teaches itself how to fly through large parts of Hyrule, while virtual reality speedrunner compete with the emerging video game genre. The Barrier Speedrun Show brings together game celebrities and the gaming celebrity community to host a special, speedrun, show on Twitch's Le Stream channel every Tuesday night. This week we are hosting a charity event where players will try to break the speed record with the Ocarina of Time, one of the most popular games in the Zelda series. The control is the same as the player who played on the Amazing Speedrun Show, but with a different control. After the event is over, we will consider whether it is the Ocarina Time speed run or a more realistic version of it. It is the first VR speedrun ever submitted to our biennial event, the Barrier Speedrun Show, on Twitch. Initially, players shared game results and entertainment on sites like Tush Videos, and 2 years later the Speed Demos Archive hosted Awesome Games Done Quick, a hub for the nascent speedrunning community. Soon after, Simon Widlake took over DHT as co-founder of the site and started a series of speedruns dedicated to some of the most popular games of all time, such as Super Mario Bros. And Donkey Kong Country. After a notorious speedrun was published on our site in mid-2003, it quickly developed into a form of competition in its own right. Our marathon event also kicked off in 2019 with Frame Fatales, an online category for women speedrunning, which is particularly appropriate as the then internet ranking for speedrunnering was created by women in the early 1990s. Newer speedrunners should not be discouraged, but they should not feel that their time is being compared to the best Minecraft speedrunner in the world. The hard players who finished the game according to various rules that formed discrete categories of competition could see incredible runs on the leaderboards. Ocarina fans were not so lucky, however, as Doom speedruns could not be included in game, so speedrunners could share their achievements via email shortly after the release. Of course, it remains to be seen how much total control can be used to reduce the speedruns, which have so far mostly served as cutscenes, in order to button the runner as quickly as possible. To help you get going, we've selected 10 of the best video game speedrun races and given an insight into how players have achieved their record times. Even the slowest speedsters will impress those who are not familiar with the game and are ideal for those who are looking for the pros without much effort. It's also pretty crazy that you can see the entire playthrough in just a few minutes, so check out BlastBolt's channel for future record attempts. There are a few main categories to speedrun in Minecraft, but the Minecraft speedrunning category is by far the most popular. This is because it is one of the fastest games on the market, faster than any other video game in terms of time and speed. An anonymous player nicknamed Morimoto has shared a video of a game that took a casual player 5 hours to beat, with an average time of just over 4 hours and 30 minutes. At first, many users believed Morimoto was some kind of speedrunning deity, but later explained that the video was made with a special emulator. When you get a game tailored to speedrunning, it doesn't take long for Pibonacci to break the record. Flug then created a video of Quake Done Quick, which means a fast play time of just over 4 hours and 30 minutes. This is a speedrun of Portal, one of the most popular speedrunning games of all time, with power and pride, with comments from developers of the game. Portal's level select makes it easy for speedrunner to practice parts of their runs without dragging the game through, and it's surrounded by a great community. Not only is it fast, but it is also the fastest game in the history of video games, with a total playing time of less than 4 hours. Potential racers simply need to know about the more complex glitches that occur when measuring speed in other games. This article will show a different type of speedrun that players can do in Minecraft, broken down by completing one of the most difficult levels in the game, the first level, and the second level. Rebirth also enables seed runs, meaning speedrunner can search for optimized seeds and develop their own strategies from there. Doom speedrunning is about finding a way to get around the monsters without colliding with them, he says. But there are purists who insist that speedrunning tactics should be all about movement and exploiting breakdowns, he notes. This was Speedrun, by Backquote, and this was episode number 148. My name is Marian Garcia, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.